The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Ethan is on the phone and he's not getting a call back from a girl named Alyssa. And I'm actually really surprised about it because he took her out on a beautiful spa day for their first date. They went out to lunch, and then he plucked her hair from her face. You know, a lot of people, Ethan, pay good money for that. You should have maybe even grabbed some cucumbers at the restaurant and threw them on her eyes and just act like, hey, spa day, out of the blue.
Well, if we can get a hold of her, maybe I'll tell her that.
All right.
Yeah. I did it for free.
Yeah, if you missed the first part. Ethan thinks he's not getting a call back because while they were eating lunch, he reached over to remove what he thought was a stray hair from her chin.
Oh, God, huge.
And the hair was attached, and he ended up plucking a hair from her face. And it was awkward for a while, but he does say the date ended with a nice hug, and it's been about 4 or 5 days since she hasn't been responding to him. So we're going to call and find out why in just a second.
In retrospect, Ethan, do you wish you would have apologized or made a statement about the hair? Like,
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe that's what I did wrong. Maybe I'm in, like, not bringing it up and trying to be polite actually made it worse. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Maybe she's just embarrassed, or maybe she's just mad that you took her hair and never gave it back.
You owe me
yeah.
a hair.
Big jerk. All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not getting back to you. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Alyssa, please?
This is she.
Hey, what's up, Alyssa? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
You're from a radio show? I don't understand why you're calling me.
Yes, I am from a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and I'm calling you today because we got an email from one of our listeners about you.
What?
Yeah, can you think of any reason somebody would email our show to get a hold of you?
Did they nominate me for, like, a makeover or something?
Dude, that'd be sweet.
No.
I wish that was the case for you.
We don't really do stuff like that, so no makeover. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Why would someone email you about me, then?
Because you guys went out on a date, and now you're not calling him back.
Mm. What?
Yeah, equally exciting, right?
His name is Ethan.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember going out on a date with Ethan?
Yeah, that I do. I totally remember that.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Ethan emailed us because he said he really enjoyed going out with you, but ever since your date, he's been trying to call you, and now you're not responding to anything, so he was wondering why.
I don't want to see him.
Is it because he plucked a hair out of your chin?
We just went straight for it, did we?
He told you that?
Yeah, he did. He said that's the reason he thinks you're not calling him back is because he plucked one of your hairs on the date.
Oh, my goodness. That's so embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. We all get a stray hair from now and again.
I guess so, but why would he tell a radio station this and email you about it?
Well,
it was a big event for him.
He emailed us because he wants to get a hold of you, and we asked him why he thinks you wouldn't want to see him again, and that was the only thing he could come up with because he said you guys had a really good time other than that.
No.
No, you didn't have a good time other than that?
We did, but there's just one thing that freaked me out.
And it wasn't that he was collecting your hairs one by one?
Wait, hold up. Did he tell you he was collecting my hairs?
No, I was joking. It's just just a joke because of the one hair that he pulled out.
Oh my God, my heart skipped a beat.
Yeah. No, he didn't tell us that he was collecting all of your hairs. He just thinks that's the one reason you don't want to see him.
I mean, it was completely embarrassing, but that's not what it was at all.
Oh. No? So there's more to it than that?
I don't even know if I should talk about it. I don't want to put his business out there.
Well, he wants his business put out there.
Yeah.
Like, he actually asked us to do this so that his business could be out in the streets. So he said he's willing to hear whatever it is. So if it's on him, then do you mind just telling us?
Well, okay, so what did he tell you about the date?
Well, he told us that you guys met through a matchmaker, went to lunch, and you played a game where you show each other, like, the last photo you took on your phone to try to break the ice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first photo.
All right.
Yeah, and we did that, and he showed me a picture of his nephew.
Okay.
And
is that a problem? Was his nephew kind of ugly?
No, his nephew was cute.
Oh, okay. Deal breaker for me. Yeah,
I never want to mix my jeans with that line.
Yeah.
No, but he kept going on for the next 30 minutes. He just kept talking about having babies and kids.
Like he wants kids, like now?
Yes, he's completely obsessed with having a baby. That's what I got from it.
Oh, really?
Like, what did he talk about?
Well, he said it was a dream of his. Mm-hmm. Anytime he's out and he sees something that he likes as baby clothes, he buys it.
What?
He has a stash. Yes, he has a stash in his house of baby clothes.
Are you kidding?
Whoa.
He's a single bachelor that has a baby clothes stash?
That's what he said. He even knows the room that he's going to convert to the baby room.
He's already, like, nesting like a pregnant woman, like, getting everything ready at the house.
What?
Yes, he is. I mean, he told me he can't wait to hear baby footsteps coming down the hallway. Like,
whoa.
So maybe that was, like, a little bit too much to share.
A little bit too much.
I don't know. Is it refreshing to you to find a guy who's interested, obviously, in family life, or is that something you don't want?
Yeah, it's refreshing to know that a guy wants to have a family someday. I do too, but it's creepy that he's collecting baby clothes. He doesn't have a baby.
I know. Yeah. It'd be weird for a single girl even to do that.
That's true. Yeah. Like, if you went over to his house after your date and you open up the closet and you just see a bunch of baby clothes.
Just onesies.
That's not sexy.
Oh. What was your response to him?
I mean, my response was just to sit there and to listen to him. I mean, he's still talking about how he can't wait to hear his baby say dada.
It's kind of
hang on. That's not fair.
What? Who's that?
Oh, that's Ethan. Ethan's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Alyssa.
Apparently, he couldn't wait any longer and had to pipe in.
No, man. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby.
You've been listening to this the whole time?
Yeah, because you wouldn't return my calls or my texts or anything.
So you call radio station to have them call me and listen.
Well, I really liked you, and apparently you thought I was weird.
I mean, it was really weird talking about a baby that you don't have for 30 minutes. What was I supposed to say to you?
Yeah. I mean, is it that weird that you would think about the baby you might have someday for 30? 30 minutes isn't that long to talk about babies.
It was. I don't know. On a first date, even if I were out with a woman and she was, like, talking about the baby that she wanted so badly, that would scare me. It wouldn't. I mean, obviously it wouldn't scare you, Ethan, but it would scare a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but, like, the matchmaker already found somebody that I knew was, like, really serious and wanting a commitment to, so I just figured it wouldn't scare that person off.
Well, it scared me.
Ethan, I mean, I think everyone agrees that it's sweet that you're excited about fatherhood. I just...
Yeah.
But the collecting of the baby clothes, do you bring that up often on a first date?
I mean, first off, to call it a collection is kind of going a little overboard. It's not a collection. It's not like I have a room full of the stuff.
Okay, so how many items?
If we're talking about just anything having to do with babies, I've got like 15 things.
Whoa!
But like they're not all, like seven of them are onesies. And the thing is, like, everybody thinks this is a big joke, ha ha ha, it's really funny, but I'm actually prepared for fatherhood.
No, I think it's great. I just think it's great when you find out maybe like 2 months into a relationship that you're that into it.
Ethan, you even told me on a date that you already picked out the names for your kids already.
What?
How long have you been planning this, Ethan?
I don't know why you guys think this is weird. I've been dreaming about having kids since I was a kid.
You're so sweet.
What are the names of your kids that you don't have yet, if I can ask, or is that a secret?
Well, I mean, I want to have a boy and a girl, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
and you get
sure.
to choose, obviously.
He said for a boy would be Ken, and he would name his girl Sanctuary.
Sanctuary and Kin.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Kin kind of throws me.
Yeah, it is. When you come up with Sanctuary, where it is.
You know, you guys can say whatever you want to say, but I'm probably the only guy in this room on this phone that's actually preparing for childhood. I'm not embarrassed about that. I'm not ashamed about that. And I don't think that people should reject me because of it.
I actually agree with what you're saying. I do, Ethan. I mean, he knows what he wants. He maybe gave you way too much information on the first date, and that's his bad for oversharing.
I didn't plan on having a girl named Sanctuary.
Well, yeah, that one you need to negotiate for sure.
Debatable. We could talk.
Well, Alyssa, would you like to go out with Ethan on another date? We will pay for it.
I don't know about all this. I mean, doesn't this seem weird to you all? This is crazy. It's creepy.
No, not at all. Like, every dude that I've known when we were kids, like, we would just sit around the playground and talk about the kids we were going to have one day.
And did they collect clothes?
Yeah, of course. It's a totally normal dude thing.
It's a little overwhelming, but I don't think that it's creepy.
I mean, Alyssa, I feel like you're not giving me a chance. I feel like we should go out again because I have proven to you that I'm an honest, straightforward guy and that I have a long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
And his clock is ticking, Alyssa. He doesn't have as much time.
I guess so. One more date wouldn't hurt.
Right. Oh, so you'll do it. You'll go out with Ethan one more time.
I said yes. Please don't ask me again before I change my mind.
Okay. That's awesome.
Well, congratulations, Ethan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And thank you, Alyssa, for giving me another chance. And we can talk about Sanctuary. We'll discuss names later. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to talk about the kids again.
Good choice.
All right. Well, good luck, you guys. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And Alyssa?
Yes.
If he says he's on the pill, don't believe him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.